you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Some more local baseball talk here on Drive Time Sports. Yesterday, we talked high school baseball. And the high school baseball season will actually continue tomorrow. We'll talk more about that in just a bit. Today, we're going to transition, talk junior college baseball, and bring in our first guest on the show today. He is head coach Scott Madsen of the USU Eastern Golden Eagle baseball team. Their season came to a close about a week and a half ago. Coach, always great to get you on. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Jordan.
Coach, unfortunately, the season has come to a close. I mean, that's a lot of baseball that you guys played in a very short period of time. We'll start by talking about the Scenic West Athletic Conference Tournament. You guys traveled to Nevada. Unfortunately, it's two losses, a 12-4 setback against Salt Lake and an 11-4 loss against CSI. But both of these games were highly competitive.
Yeah, they were. You know, we had the opportunities to put teams away in both games and just never could come up with that big hit when we needed it, you know. And both teams that we played, CSI and Salt Lake, did a good job of competing and never gave up. And, you know, it was a good competitive weekend. We saw some really good things, some good pitching we saw on both sides of the field. And, you know, it's just something that we were excited how we played, and when we left, the young kids are excited to come back next year.
You guys do have a lot of youth on this team, and we'll talk about the freshmen here in just a second. I'll start by talking about the Salt Lake game, though, Coach. You guys played Salt Lake, I think, through the first four or five innings, closer and probably more competitive than you have all year long outside of that victory that you guys got against Salt Lake earlier in the year.
You know, we did, and we had plenty of opportunities. We could have knocked that pitcher out probably in the second inning. I mean, we left the bases loaded, I want to say that inning, the next inning, and there was just one point in that game where we had runners at first and third, and Ridge Nelson hits one into the 5-6 hole, and there's no way they're getting them a double play, and our guy that was running slid into their shortstop, so they called us a double play, and we didn't score again after that. That was just kind of the killer for us. We had all the momentum up to that point.
When you're getting runners, but you're not able to cross the plate with those guys, I mean, I know it's almost like hitting the baseball, right? I mean, it can kind of become contagious, and it can plague you.
It can, you know, and by the end of the year, we'd been on the road. This was five straight weeks, so my kids were tired going into it anyways, but they'd seen that quite a few times over the past couple of weeks where they'd left a lot of runners on, and, you know, some of our key hitters were out, and they were the ones that really did a good job in those situations, and we just never came up with the right guy up, it seemed like.
I was going to ask you about the end of the regular season. I mean, we got to go all the way back to April 8th. That was the last time that you guys got to play at home. It's now May 17th, and we're talking about the end of the season. How much did that really play into how you guys finished out the year? I know it's always more difficult to win on the road, and towards the end of the season, we're talking about competing for a three spot, and you guys end up finishing sixth, but the schedule is definitely not kind.
Yeah, you know, it personally, I feel like it really put extra stress on my kids. By the time we're getting to that last couple of weeks, they're just dragging, trying to get on and off the bus. They're trying to get caught up with classes being gone so much, and the finals week, and then after the season, they're just burnt out. I mean, it's a lot, like you said, a lot of games in a short amount of time, but to be on the road for those five straight weeks is just, by the end, they're excited to play, but at the same time, they're so beat. They're given everything they have.
I guess my next question would be, why was it allowed? I know that there were some things that were out of everybody's control as far as Mother Nature, but how can a region board actually allow a team to go on the road for five consecutive weeks?
See, and that's something I question every meeting we have. It's just, I mean, their ultimate goal is to make sure everybody gets in as many games as they possibly can during that time. They're trying to adjust, and you know, it was something that I've spoken with our athletic director about many times, and I brought up in that meeting that we don't want to get in that situation again. And they don't see it as, they see, well, we line it up so you're not on the road for those five straight weeks. And, you know, if one rain out like it happened this year, just bad luck, we switch, all of a sudden we are on the road, and it really takes its toll on our kids.
Yeah, not only physically, but also from a student-athlete standpoint. And again, student being the first, I know you mentioned the kids trying to get caught up.
Yeah, you know, these kids, they do a good job in the classroom, and that's something we really emphasize on this team. And all the bus trips, you go back and talk to them, they're like, Coach, I'm writing a paper, I got this due next week. I got this due. We're adjusting our times for leaving based on their tests that they're making up that they've missed and all this other stuff. So there's that stress on these kids that they know they have to pass in order to play next year. And, you know, and even to play in the region tournament, they need to pass those classes. And so it puts a lot of stress, more than you could ever imagine, on a kid.
Yeah, definitely some very difficult circumstances. With all that being said, throwing the final record out the door, Coach, it seems like this was one of the more competitive teams that you have had, specifically within the conference in recent memory.
Yeah, you know, these guys did a great job. And as a freshman group, you can really, I mean, as a freshman-heavy group, you can really depend on them being up and down, which that's what's happened in the season. I mean, you had some guys that one weekend would be great. I'd put them in a key spot the next weekend, and they just couldn't do it. But that's part of being a younger player. And as the season went on, we saw more and more consistency out of these younger players. And I'm excited for next year because we are returning so many players. On average, we would start three sophomores in the field. So, I mean, that was something that you're trying to lean on sophomores to lead the team, and there's just a select few of them that really, you know, are trying to focus and say, hey, we've been here, we've been through this, and this is the first time we've played the region tournament in the last 3 years. So those sophomores hadn't even had that opportunity to play in a region tournament and know the excitement.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Scott Madsen of the USU Eastern Baseball Program. Coach, you talk about getting back to the conference tournament, competing someplace that you haven't for the last couple of years. Compare that to the Division II playoffs, where you guys would play to get into the postseason. How does it compare, or does it at all?
You know, I feel like this is a ton better baseball we've played at. We're more competitive in this league because of the competition we played during the year. In the Division II, we played teams. We had to finish at 500, so you played teams that you knew you could beat or you knew you'd have a better chance at, so you weren't getting that competition like the Southern Nevada, Western Nevada, that would really help your game get to that next level. And now we're back in that situation where these kids are really jumping up to the challenge and saying, hey, look, I can compete against these great teams. I mean, a lot of those kids from Southern Nevada, you know, are going to get drafted and going to move on to big four-year schools, and they've competed and beat those guys.
I'll tell you, Coach, I have a soft spot in my heart for your sophomore class. You talked about them not being able to compete in the postseason last year, and then this year they return and they have a really freshman-heavy group, and you guys play competitive baseball, but it just was not enough to get them over the top. What did you tell the sophomore class specifically following the end of the season?
You know, I couldn't tell the sophomore class how much I appreciated what they'd done. I mean, they put their heart and soul into everything for 2 years for me, and they've basically built this program in the direction we want to go coming back into the Scenic West. I mean, they did. They set the tone, and there was a lot of young kids that they brought along and showed what they needed to do as far as the work ethic and where they needed to be in order to be at that next level.
I know it is a smaller sophomore group for you, but how many of these kids will be playing baseball at the next level, or at least do you anticipate will be?
You know, right now I think we're going to have two or three of them playing at that next level. One, the Christian Bonilla is going back down to Puerto Rico, and he's going to play on a semi-pro team down there that he's had lined up for last year. But, you know, those kids, they have the opportunity, but a lot of these kids have been out a few years and are kind of at that point where they're deciding how much further will baseball take me, or should I start my career?
With that being said, we flip it to the freshman class. A lot of great experience. They got to work with a great sophomore class. You guys were extremely competitive, and they kind of got a feel for the level of competition within the SWAC. How high are expectations for this team moving into next season?
You know, I have giant expectations for these guys returning. We had three of our four starters that were freshmen going into next year. They're going to be sophomores, and that's really where we were lacking, I felt, the most, is in our pitching. You know, we'd get a good start here, a good start there, just not consistent. And I feel like these guys really improved, saw what they needed to do, realized they can't just go out there and throw. They actually have to pitch and hit spots and throw different pitches. And, you know, with what I see coming in, we have, I mean, just in the fielding, a lot of our hitters that are returning came on really strong there at the end of the season. And so to me, my expectations are really high, knowing that we've competed with that freshman group and they know they compete and they know they can go out there and beat any of those teams.
Small junior college, we know the struggles of a coach when it comes to recruiting. Obviously, this isn't something that you just jump into right at the end of the season. How has the recruiting trail gone for you over the last couple of months?
You know, it's gone really well for us. We were able to sign the Cole Fawcett, the local kid who's done a great job for us. Then we've signed Colton Lundell, Zach Lundell's little brother out of Salem Hills. And, you know, after that, we've just kind of sat back, and because we're returning so many, we've kind of sat back and focused on our specific needs and waiting for kids that, you know, that are trying to make the decision later in the year. And it's really come down to pitching. We feel like we're in a good situation, and if there's a few kids that we get that we're waiting on their offers, we can really move to that next level.
Based on what you've seen from the other teams in the conference, and I don't know how much you know about what they've done as far as recruiting, you feel this team can compete for a conference championship next year?
You know, I would hope so, just because of the talent level they have. It's going to be tough. You never know with this SWAC league, because year to year, every time I feel like I got a good team, Southern Nevada finds somebody that's transferring back or doing something different, that they come in with a superstar. So, I mean, it's the talent level's there, but as far as being consistent is what's going to make the difference.
Well, it was definitely a fun competitive year to follow the baseball team. Coach, I definitely appreciate all the time that you've given us throughout the year, and congratulations on another one going in the books.
All right. Well, thank you, Jordan.
We're going to pause for just a moment here on Drive Time Sports. When we return, we're going to bring in our second guest on the show today, Cody Bunderson. He's going to join us to talk about the Fierce Fighting Championship Justice. That's coming up on Saturday, June 4th at the Garvin County Event Center. Up to 15 MMA bouts. I mean, it's a full night of entertainment. That's coming up next here on Drive Time Sports.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750 and 103.9 FM, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Golden Eagles. Won't you follow me into the jungle?